Nahum, chapter 2. He who dashes in pieces is come up before your face. Keep the munition, watch the way, make your loins strong, fortify your power mightily, for Yahweh has turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiers have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots will be flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees will be terribly shaken. The chariots will rage in the streets. They will jostle one another in the broad ways. They will seem like torches, and they will run like lightnings. He will recount his worthies. They will stumble in their walk, and they will make haste to the wall of it, and the defense will be prepared. The gates of the rivers will be opened, and the palace will be dissolved. And Huzzab will be led away captive. She will be brought up, and her maids will lead her as with the voice of doves tabering upon their breasts. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water, and yet they flee away. Stand, stand, will they cry, but none will look back. Take you the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there's no end to the store in abundance out of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty and void and waste, and the heart melts and the knees knock together, and much pain is in all loins, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's whelp, and none made them afraid? The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey and his dens with ravin. Behold, I am against you, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword will devour your young lions, and I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers will be no more heard. End of chapter.